second proposal came in, a downgrade from the last one, which included, instead of underground parking, it was garage parking. And they, again, worked very hard to get their needs met and, again, did not put a petition in. But I think third time wasn't a charm for the residents. And that is why the protest petition, I think, was filed. I think they just saw the no garages looking out at a car parking lot area as not desirable. Many of them have decks that will be overlooking this area. This construction, as Mr. Dietl said, is not the construction of the previous. It's of much lower quality. Regarding the county trail, this was an item that the residents really wanted to have. They use this land permanent or temporarily. They have walked out there. Their access group should park for it. It's not actually a public access, but there has been no objection to them doing it in the past, and they wanted access to Grove Schmidt Park. Since there is no sidewalk along College Avenue for them to access Grove Schmidt Park the way other people can on 35th Street, they can't get there. So this trail was supposed to accommodate all of these people that would like access. As you can see, it's very dense already. And this would be a really nice amenity to have these people be able to have a park in their area. Given the density you're looking at, the density that's being proposed is much more dense than what you're seeing there. So I'd like you to envision a one-story versus a two-story, which were the last two proposals, at the density that is much higher than you would see. I kind of like the dog park idea. We have impact fees. Maybe we should just use some of those impact fees to buy it. I'm not sure everybody would agree with the dog park right there, but it's a thought. But back to the county trail issue that was supposed to allow residents access. I did talk to Kevin Haley, who couldn't be here tonight since on the Plan Commission, worked for Milwaukee County Parks for a very long time. I asked him to see if he could find out what was the situation with the trail, and he said they have a new process now. He said the way it was, they were contacted, basically an application. I was not contacted. We all are meant to go assist with any type of access with Milwaukee County. Nor did they work real hard to, in my opinion, from what I heard, get that approval from Milwaukee County. Because, of course, why would they want to spend the extra money on the pedestrian access? So why work really hard to make it work with Milwaukee County? So I would like to see, at minimum, if anything comes in, that effort to continue with the proper process with the county. There, as far as the stormwater drainage, previously there was a discussion about with the first development, they needed to have access for Milwaukee County to release their stormwater onto Milwaukee County property. That had since changed from the second development, or maybe it was this one, that they found some pipe where they could now go across the apartment complex. But the apartment complex, as Mr. Chester Daxson said, that has been purchased by a new owner, and I did talk to the new owner, and they said they are not sure if they have any commitment to let the stormwater be released across their property. That was done under Max Brickman, the previous owner of that apartment complex. So the stormwater release issue is still a concern and an unknown at this point. So again, density, the neighbors aren't happy about the density, but they did live with that issue in the past. The garage issue plus the density puts it as a please vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, Roland. Mr. Dietl, I want to talk about this Parks letter for a minute. I saw this and I went, who wrote this? It kind of looks like Parks letterhead, but it's, I can't verify that. Not signed. So, Mr. Roeder, I don't know how we can accept this as anybody's determination. It's a piece of paper with a couple of logos on it. So, Ms. Beadle, do you have any other insight to this?
I have an email from Sarah Thompson at Milwaukee County Parks Department dated today. much says the same thing that the letter says. And also at the end, as I mentioned, added that as they're always concerned about stormwater and water control.
But at least you know who's there.
Yes.
Anyone else wish to speak? Yes, sir. Second kick at the can.
I apologize. Again, it's Mark Mundell from 3875 West College Avenue. The other thing I want to bring to your attention is what I consider the quality of this developer. Before I came to the meeting this evening, I submitted another complaint about the grass. It's overgrown. I submitted, I believe, I know at least one, but possibly two last fall. They just don't take care of the property right now. In its current state, how hard is it to have the grass mowed so it looks nice in the neighborhood? So that to me indicates that their impact and what they're trying to do going forward and how they will treat environmental issues if they do break ground is a concern of mine. They can't mow the grass. My neighbors mow the grass, not these folks.
I'm not sure who owns that parcel, so let's...
Well,
let's just understand that it may somebody else may own it.
Well, whoever owns it is not taking care of it.
That's a good answer. That's a good statement.
They've been notified many times.
Anyone else?
Luann Verbrick from 3825 again. I just wanted to follow up with what Mr. Mundell said previously about blacktop jungle. As I am the vice president and treasurer of my condo association.
You missed the meeting where the elected officers go.
Yes, you did. Because if you would have come, I wouldn't have to hold this position.
I was president of the association right behind City Hall for 6 years. So, so good for you. I'm glad you're serving. Get to the next meeting.
All right. We talked about the blacktop jungle that it is, and I acknowledge in my previous statement, I understand that we are looking at multi-unit residential on this parcel. It's been approved. The one thing that I wanted to share also from the people that I represent on my condo association is when I go down 51st Street towards the high school, I see lots of beautiful senior living communities. And with what has been submitted for this plan, it is a lot of blacktop. And many of my neighbors that I represent are looking for opportunities to have their home values increase. With the current plan that is submitted, this is not going to help our situation at all. It is not eye-appealing when you drive and you see your neighborhood and the neighbor's senior apartments is all blacktop with a clubhouse in the middle circling it that you really can't see. So my hope and wish along with my neighbors would be is that we could have a development similar to what you see on South 51st Street. Once again, I understand it's going to be a multi-unit residential, but could we please have something too that would help the current homeowners that own properties that have existing multi-units help those neighbors as well within that community. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm, could you help her with the registration form if she's going to speak on behalf of the Condominium Association? Remember we have that?
I don't know if she was speaking on behalf of the office. Whoever signed it, I think they spoke for herself by signing the petition.
She did mention she spoke for a condominium, so
okay.
It'd be good just to have her.
All right.
Anyone else? All right.
Just
everybody's doing too here tonight. Go ahead.
Since it's my first meeting, I did realize that I needed to express an opinion on how you ought to vote, and I'll do that now. The proposal is cheesy. I recommend that you vote against it.
All right. Before you sit down, give us your name because it gets recorded.
Chester Dax.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Second. Wait, ma'am. There's somebody in the back that hasn't spoken yet.
My name is Dupe Monreal. I live at 3815 West College. I face the full field, and at times that field is coming towards my front door. I asked our lawn guys, could you please mow some of that for us? The guy did without charging us, which was, I think, very nice of him. And at times, Edna comes with the lawnmower and she cleans that all up for us. And I think if that land stands or whoever owns it, please take care of it. Just, that's all we want to take care of. Let it look nice. And it looks nice after it's mowed and all that. It looks beautiful. You see all the deer and everything else coming out of the woods, and it's beautiful out there. Thank you.
Good. Your neighbor did file a weed complaint, so it'll be about 24 days before something happens, but it's in there. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Lynn Pinterks. I live at 3801 West College. I just want to say we are against this current proposal. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was here before. I didn't know that you're supposed to ask you guys how to vote, so I'm asking you to vote no on this proposal.
Give us your name because it gets recorded.
Olga Reichovic.
Thank you.
4295 West College.
Believe it or not, people do listen to these meetings. So. All right, who else has spoken once and wants to come back?
My name is Terry Stanton. I live at 3849 West College, and I am completely opposed to this plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, anybody else?
Yep.
But it doesn't count because you haven't spoken yet.
Hello, my name is Roseanne Beffers. I live at 3813 West College, and I just want to say I say no to this proposal.
Thank you very much.
Here.
Finish off the roll. Hi, I'm Nettie Sorensen. I live at 3803 West College, and I definitely oppose the proposal.
Thank you. That's everybody except that side of the room. Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Okay, no one else rose, so I will close the public hearing portion of this item. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Morrow.
I have a couple issues. The stormwater report was enclosed in our packet, and so this afternoon I asked staff how that related to previous submittals, and I was told that it wasn't submitted this time as it's supposed to electronically. So I can't really comment on the stormwater. I know that in previous submittals, the ones that were approved, we had some serious concerns on stormwater issues. There is a mentioned the pipe across the neighbors. We asked for permission from the neighbors to be able to use that pipe or go to different directions. So I guess I would say that we're unclear as to what the storm drainage issues are. If approved tonight, I think that would be a big concern. And obviously they have to comply with stormwater, but I think there's some overriding stormwater issues that we'd have concern with as opposed to just doing the calculations. As far as the pavement configuration, Mr. Deagle, looking at the exhibit, there's another basically three multifamily properties on this block, if you will. It's unclear to me. Can you explain what the parking situation is for those? Would this be similar to one of those other three, or all those other three have underground and or covered parking? Are you aware?
I'm not aware of anyone having underground parking, and I believe only some of them have garages.
So which one has surface parking?
I think the ones to the west.
So the one immediately, the one immediately to the east has surface parking?
3641.
So you do it right there. Zoom in. There you go. Service parking. Go west. No, Joe. And zoom in.
Those all have garages.
Those are all garages.
Including all the other ones.
Where's the tribe? All there in the back, I see.
So to clarify, there is an adjacent property that has all surface lot.
All garages. And this is the, that the apartment complex, which is what he was saying, he's been changing his to not look like that. because it's, yeah. That's what we're trying not to have, the surface parking.
As far as the trail goes, I guess before we wanted to make sure that trail went through, but the county doesn't want it, I guess, speaking for my guys at DPW, we don't want it either, so.
Mr. City Engineer, I assume that this pipe is at Station 21. It's a 15-inch storm, maybe 700 in elevation 775. Is that a city storm sewer or private?
I got an answer.
No, that's if it's the one I think you're talking about, I believe that's a private storm sewer. Matter of fact, it took several visits just to figure out where it went. We had to. It was quite confusing with the previous consultant.
Okay. Any other questions from that?
I believe that I told the owner to speak. Okay.
Any questions for the owner? Question for the applicant? And the staff recommendation?
Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions and one suggestion. The suggestion is, so one of the recommendations is that they upgrade the architecture of the buildings a little bit more. The suggestion is to upgrade the architecture significantly more. And so that would be a combination of replacing the vinyl siding with cement siding and more brick like the prior proposals had. Otherwise, staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions.
All right, let's give it a shot. Ready? By the way, the recommendation I read, we always write them based on the thought that the issue will get approved. So don't read anything into, I'm not saying it will get approved, but don't read anything into the positive nature of the recommendation. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution to amend Resolution 2017-7246, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a two-story, 48-unit, multifamily, senior independent living senior independent living apartment complex development located at 3709 West College Avenue to allow for construction of Woodland Edge and Franklin 48-unit senior living complex. Is there such a motion? Okay, there is no motion to approve. Is there a motion to deny with reason? Or even forward with the County Council with no recommendation? Alderman Moore.
I guess I'd be interested in making sure that we take his suggestions and make it a condition regarding the architecture of the building. The siding should be made brick.
That suggestion would be in the cement siding too.
Cement siding, yes. Italicized text. Fiber cement siding utilizes through the vinyl siding. The same proportion of brick be utilized in the current proposed building as set forth in the prior special use approval.
As a suggestion, so if you wish to recommend approval, you would have to add that as another condition.
That's what I'd like to do. Add it as another condition.
Okay, is that a motion to add that condition?
That would be a motion.
Another motion regarding this. Alderman Davis.
I would make that motion,
along with the, I mean, it already includes all the upgrades that are according to the conditions, correct? I would want upgrades according to recommendations and the recommendation from the engineer of upgrading the quality of these structures.
The siding.
The siding.
And brick.
And brick. And the garages.
Okay, so are we clear? The motion is to recommend approval of the special use with the condition of brick and the resolution draft, and adding a condition, two conditions, under...
The suggestion that's italics in this half.
So, and I was helping Glenn, or Ben here. So it's going to be the motion as written for consideration by the council, plus the suggestion that's in the staff report, plus the mayor's suggestion that all parking be in garages.
All resident.
All resident parking be in garages.
Correct. Yes.
All in favor of this motion. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Discussion of that motion. We're all clear? That requires four affirmative votes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Four ayes, no noes, two absent, no abstentions.
Mayor, can I get a clarification for the residents?
Sure.
So we're talking about a one-story sprawled-out unit still. Yes, very happy.
With brick and better siding and the garage.
Would you let them know what the next step in the process is, please?
This recommendation will go to the Common Council on June 4th for their consideration. I have a sense that since we made this recommendation, that the applicant will be doing something different. So, okay, thank you. Go to item D1, special uses for timbering, excuse me, for the Ballpark Commons development. Mr. Beagle?
Thank you. No public hearing on this one.
Let's go in a second. You're going to leave? Leave now.
So this is for the baseball stadium. This is a follow-up of condition number 4 from the last stadium site plan resolution. That condition required that they bring back for plan commission review and approval all the temporary uses and all the temporary structures that they were proposing at the stadium. The prior discussion at those earlier plan commission meetings was coming up with some kind of process that they would be able to follow through over the years. Some of the discussion was identify those things that the Plan Commission thinks is perfectly fine and never needs to come back for city approval. Those things that might have some small issues or concerns, so that would be appropriate for annual staff review. And then those things that might be more significant that would have to come back for Plan Commission or Council review and approval. The applicant is following that general idea. There are some things that they do want to get permanently approved, some things that they think should be brought back for staff annual review, and some things that they think that Plan Commission or Council, generally the Council, would review on their own basis. And those in particular would be addressed as part of the special event permit process through the clerk's office with Council approval, and those would typically cover the concerts and fireworks and events like that. Staff is generally in support of this proposal in our staff report, and this is different, so it's just following up a condition, so it doesn't have a resolution. So in the staff report are staff's recommendations. So if the Plan Commission wanted to approve with the same recommendations and changes the staff has, you'd have to refer to those, and those are numbered in the staff report. Or if you're perfectly okay with everything the applicant is asking for, then you would just have a motion to approve. And then they would still be bringing back some stuff for staff review on an annual basis. If you want me to go through those conditions, I could. I have not heard back from the applicant, so I'm not sure if they're okay with all of them. My guess is probably there's one or two that they don't like, and then the rest of them they're probably okay with. But I'm not positive about that.
Okay. The closest thing we got to a spreadsheet is on page, second page.
Yep. So the second page of their proposal, that is one of my recommendations. They put something together a little bit more Excel table-ish that we could track from year to year.
Scott, why don't you get comfortable with those guys and you just switch?